What's going on, guys? This is Corey Willis, host of the Southern Rain Podcast. Hey, I got a great show for you guys today, but before I start, I want to pay homage to one of my friends who has passed on. His name was Ian Reed. We called him the coach. As I'm sitting here on a Friday evening enjoying some Mississippi High School football championship games, of course, that's where I'm from. Just remembering him as just a genuine great guy that just loved sports just like I did. And just knowing that he's not here anymore, and I really wish you guys would have got a chance to actually see him in action, see how passionate he was, because at the end of the day, we're all passionate about our sports. And yeah, he was just great about just football and just the knowledge of football and basketball, and used to talk to some of my other friends about it. Just a genuinely great guy, and I hate that he's gone, but he was actually supposed to, you know, get his opportunity, and he actually did, being a videographer for high school sports, close where I was from. And he was just really, really into just sports in general. He was a Green Bay Packers fan, Mississippi State fan at heart, just like I was, and I saw that fire in him, and that, I would say that seeing his fire made me want to strive to do more in this industry as well. But I love you, Coach. Think about you every day. I'm gonna continue to think about you. This show and more shows going forward, all shows, will be dedicated to you, my friend. So, Ian, the Coach Reed, this show is for you. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Southern Rain Podcast. Of course, my name is Corey Willis. Glad to hear from you guys again. Hope you guys out there are doing well. Back another episode. Know it took a long time, but back on the train again with you guys. So from the last time, what we were talking about during this college football season, it was pretty much the beginning of the season, just kind of giving you a heads up on what was going on and the first games of the season, giving everybody a chance, and myself included, a chance to see what these teams were going to look like. Of course, as I'm recording this on a late Friday evening, we're about to head into the conference championship game. So a lot has happened in college football this year. And I, for one, will say this season was a exciting, but man, I think out of all of the seasons since we've transitioned, since we made a transition to the college football playoff format, this one this year was just pretty much a whirlwind with so many teams dropping in and dropping out. You just really couldn't tell, outside of Alabama and Clemson, of course, who was that team to get the third and fourth spot. Of course, we see now that Notre Dame, and who knows? I mean, Notre Dame may be a contender against Clemson and Alabama. But of course, we've had plenty of other teams that this year that have come in and, you know, not live up to, you know, the expectations of what we thought that they could bring. You know, LSU was one of the teams that, which I would say that they've started to play better on offense. They just couldn't really get in and into that conversation of being a dominant team, I'd say, you know. Not scoring a point against Alabama and once again losing to them again just shows that Alabama's in a different league than LSU. That's crazy to say, knowing that LSU and Alabama both recruit at a very high level. Usually the guys that they get are pretty much the guys that they usually want every year. And they're always going head-to-head for those players. While I will say that LSU has improved on offense, they still haven't, I don't know, and they still haven't shown themselves as a complete team that can match toe-to-toe with Alabama. And, hey, that's why Alabama's still number one and looks be out. LSU's is going to still make it to a pretty good bowl game. I would say a New Year's Six bowl game, but, you know, if you're an LSU fan out there, you're looking for this team to, you know, be in the conversation. And I think they were number four earlier this season. And, they met Bama. It was all over after that. So, yeah, which other teams this year? I know we talked about Miami, and they were one of the teams that, you know, we looked at and say, hey, this team had all of the tools, I thought, before the season to, you know, maybe run the table and actually, you know, make their case of representing the ACC in the college football playoff. And, you know, of course, Clemson is the top dog, but, you know, I really thought that Miami was, you know, that second team that, you know, that could, you know, make their case. But, of course, they met LSU in the first game of the season and got stomped by them. And, yeah, ever since then, Miami, who has been playing better, I think that LSU game really just kind of solidified it for everyone that they weren't ready. And even I had to pretty much say, yeah, that they weren't ready. But yeah, so many teams this year, and so many surprises as well. Kentucky really in the SEC really widened people's eyes a lot. You know, after beating Mississippi State at home, they really just kind of took off from there and just, you know, pretty much became a really good team in the SEC East. And, of course, there's not many complete teams in the Eastern Division. They really came out strong, I would say. It probably had one of the best seasons this year. And this season is one of the best seasons in a while with Mark Stoops, I would say. I would say it. Since Mark Stoops has been there, he's always found some really good players, I would say. But this season was different. And, you know, having guys like Benny Snell Jr. really, really stepped up a notch with them offensively. And Allen, defensive end on the team, yeah, he was really dominant, I would say. So, yeah, I would say hats off to them. Kentucky had a really good year. And let's hope if Mark Stoops can build off on it in the future. I think he can. I think he's a really good coach. Florida, Dan Mullen's first year as the Florida football coach. Yeah, he actually got Florida back a little bit almost this year. I mean, at least they have a offensive identity, and I knew that was going to happen. Dan Mullen thrives with his offensive philosophy, and being in the state of Florida, so much rich talent there, and there was talent that was still left there from the previous staff, from the Jim McElwain era. Dan Mullen just utilized that talent and really got the most out of him. I mean, you saw it at Mississippi State at what he could do. He really was good at getting the most out of his players. And we saw Florida do a lot this year. Dan Mullen went back at home, went back to his previous home, Mississippi State, and won that game. And you can just kind of sense that, that things were changing for the better at Florida. So, of course, they didn't win the cocktail party. It's just Georgia being Georgia, of course. That team's still, I would say, the number one team in the SEC East division. But, I would say this was a good year for Florida, for the Gators. And if I'm you Gator fans, I would be excited for the future. You have a really good coach there in Dan Mullen, and he's only going to get better with time. Better players are going to come through that door and help you guys try to win a championship in the future. So, if I'm a Gator fan, be excited. Be excited a lot. But, recording this on a Friday evening, late Friday evening. Yes, got a lot of conference championship games that are coming our way. And, I'm excited about them. Hope you guys are excited about them. I know tonight Washington defeated Utah in the Pac-12 championship. 10-3. I know Washington kind of came in this season. Of course, they lost their game to Auburn, first game of the year, and you knew Washington had players, but you just didn't sense after losing that game, which some people argue that maybe they shouldn't have lost their game against Auburn, that that they could have done more than what they did this year. And the Pac-12 was just pretty much, I would say, like a weird year in the Pac-12, I would say. you had Washington State, which Mike Leach, he's just a guru at that air raid offense. He found a way to really get Washington State an opportunity to, fight their way in the playoffs. Of course, that didn't happen, of course. It's just a lot of twists and turns and ups and downs with that conference this year. But, Washington State defeated Utah tonight 10-3. From what it looks like. And as I'm talking to you guys, I'm actually cooking chicken. Washington State had a great year, I would say, this year. But just not enough to really get them in that college football playoff discussion. I think now, from what I'm seeing, and yeah, I would think so as well. And at Washington had beat Utah. They are going to get an opportunity to play for the Rose Bowl. And, hey, that's big for Washington. You know, they could have easily lost a couple more games, but, you know, still a good season from them, I would say. And, yeah, they just punched their ticket to the Rose Bowl. So, we have to see who they play up against in the meantime. But, that was your Pac-12 championship game. Of course, other games tomorrow that will affect the college football top four. You have Alabama taking on Georgia in the SEC championship game. Alabama, I would say this season, Tua Tagovailoa has just been phenomenal. If I was a Heisman voter, of course, I would vote for that guy. He has done, out of all of the players this year, I would say he has done so much for his team. And when you see him play, you kind of get the vibe from him differently than what you've gotten from other Alabama quarterbacks. It's just something about him. He's just so cool and calm, and he doesn't get rattled too much. I mean, for goodness sake, he's only thrown two interceptions, I believe, for this season, if I'm not mistaken. It's just ridiculous at how good he's been for his team. Two interceptions, 36 touchdowns, 3,189 yards. I mean, like, this guy has done so much for his football team this year. And, I mean, when you listen to Nick Saban, you know, talk about his offense, and, of course he's someone that's, he always talks about, you know, he always wants his team to, you know, improve each week to week. And, man, he's getting it. I'll say that. On the Georgia side, they've kind of had their ups and downs with you know, quarterback play this year. Kind of been up and down. He's kind of been up and down. But, you know, Justin Fields, heard of him. Dual threat quarterback. So, 5-star recruit. Yeah, he's been helping a lot this season with, you know, carrying the load when he needed to for the Bulldogs this year. And, you know, you've seen some flashes from him. Still young, I would say still raw. But, hey, this kid can play. This kid can flat out throw the football when he needs to. And he's also a pretty good runner as well. So, yeah, I mean, Georgia's had their ups and downs. But I would honestly say that even on defense, they've had their ups and downs. But, you know, this is still a team that's capable of winning a natty. And, of course, they're playing against Alabama tomorrow. But, and they have a big task at hand on them tomorrow in Atlanta. But, I would say they had a pretty decent year this year. Of course, they lost the game against LSU, a game that maybe they could have won, but They've gotten to this point, and we'll find out tomorrow what they can do in the SEC championship game. Other games in the Big 12, Oklahoma versus Texas. You know, everybody is talking about Red River rivalry too. This is a big game for both teams. You know, Texas wants to end the season off on a high note. Oklahoma is trying to get in that fourth spot. Of course, Georgia is in the fourth spot. So a lot riding with both teams. Can Oklahoma upset Texas? Can Texas upset Oklahoma? We don't know what's going to happen. We saw in the first game, Texas got the upper hand over Oklahoma. Kyler Murray, I would just have to say, we talk about Tua Tagovailoa, so great at passing the football. When you look at Kyler Murray, yes, he can pass the football, but man, when you look at that guy take off and make plays with his feet, this guy is dangerous. And Texas is going to have to contain him a lot in this game, because once he takes a couple of steps forward, he is lightning fast. He's gone. You can't catch him. So Texas is going to have a big task at hand on them tomorrow to stop Oklahoma. But I look for that game to be another high scoring game. Not much defense being played, but hey, in the Big 12, your offense is your defense. I'll say that with any team just about in the Big 12. Other games, Big 10, Ohio State will take on Northwestern. Of course, Ohio State, they're looking to make their case into the college football playoff. Northwestern, they've had pretty much of a solid season on their end, but I mean when you look at Ohio State and all of the things that, you know, before the season it came up about and during the season, Nick Bosa decided to step away from the team and get ready for the NFL draft. So, yes. So, a lot has happened with Ohio State, but I would say last week after defeating Michigan, I would say that brought Ohio State back into the conversation. And yeah, we'll know then what will happen going forward. Ohio State Northwestern tomorrow in the Big Ten Championship. In the ACC, Clemson will take on Pittsburgh. Clemson has played like the number two team in college football. Rightfully, I would say. And their defense is stout. One of the best defenses in the country, I would say. And they've really stepped it up a notch, I would say, going forward. Of course, Kelly Bryant elected to transfer earlier in the season. Trevor Lawrence ended up taking his spot. Trevor Lawrence is young, but he's been capable of being a great quarterback for the Clemson Tigers. And, yeah, we'll see what happens with them tomorrow. I just love seeing Dabo Sweeney coach this football team. I mean, he finds ways to get these guys to respond well. And that's why they're the number two team in the nation, I would say. You know, Alabama's number one. If I had to guess, they're going to remain number one. Clemson's going to remain number two. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that game tomorrow as well. Pittsburgh has been known to be a pretty decent team as well in the last couple of years. But I don't know, Clemson's just on another level, I would say. Just flat out, these guys can ball. But one other game. Yeah, UCF will take on Memphis in the Athletics Conference championship game. Yeah, that's going to be a really, really good game. UCF lost their quarterback for the rest of the season. And so that's not gonna be an easy game trying to bring out the backup quarterback to take on the Memphis Tigers, a team that's really good in Memphis. So yeah, that's gonna be a big game as well. In terms of those games, those are going to be some of the biggest games that we have to see coming tomorrow. And I'm excited. Hope you guys are excited as well. Let's just get ready for some football tomorrow. I'm glad to be back. I know this is kind of a spur of the moment episode with you guys, but I'm glad to be back doing this episode with you guys. And I look to do more episodes as we're heading into college basketball, men's and women's. Of course, we're going to be talking about a lot of college basketball on both ends this season. But glad to do this episode with you guys. And I'll be talking to you guys more again soon. All right, guys. Peace.